Today is Monday, May 28th, and I hereby welcome you to the Monday Morning Esports Talk. I am DT and I'm the host of the show. Thank you very much for joining me. After my hiatus last week, and I'm back, and I have a lot of catching up to do. Today, we will talk about the ESL Pro League Season 7 Finals, the roster shuffle reports from last week, and we will dare to have a quick look at Starladder iLeague Season 5, which started 45 minutes ago at the time of this recording. Let's get started. Let me start by saying probably the most obvious thing I can say right now, and that is Astralis are insanely good right now. They were on a tear going into IEM Sydney, and after stuttering versus FaZe in the finals there, they went to Dallas and showed everyone why they are the strongest team in CS right now. Especially seeing their performance versus the FaZe Clan in the semifinals showed me that I was right in my assessment of their best of five final from two episodes ago, and that is that Astralis are able to win this matchup 7 out of 10 times. There's not a lot to say other than that I'm excited to see them back in action at the ECS Season 5 Finals in 2 weeks. Although Astralis is a joy to watch at the moment, when it comes to talking about teams, they don't leave that much room for interpretation right now. So let's move on to their finals opponents in Dallas, Team Liquid. I talked about trusting the process with them 2 weeks ago, and they were actually able to exceed everyone's expectations this go around already. Although being outclassed by Astralis twice, they were able to show up big time. First, they beat the best team in the world on Mirage on their home turf and decimated them on Dust2 right after. Then, they were able to contain the arguably best player in the world at the moment in the semifinals. In the final, although being outclassed as I mentioned, they were able to take a map away from Astralis. This was the only map lost by them during the whole tournament. Looking into the future, it will be interesting to see how they will do in a tournament like Starladder, and I will talk about that at the end of the episode a bit, but we already thought that CS Summit 2, after CS Summit 2, that Liquid is one of the teams to attack the best teams in the world, and maybe they will be able to show up and be more settled in after a performance like this. Like I said, it will definitely be interesting to see where Liquid stands in the grand scheme of things. Next up, SK Gaming, and I think it is reasonable to say that they are back on their way to become a moderately good team. Placing 5th and 6th in Dallas has to be acknowledged as a win for them, especially seeing as they had promising performances throughout the event. Additionally, they were able to win the Adrenaline Cyber League 2018 event afterwards. Although their competition was subpar in this tournament, it is a nice confidence builder, especially for Coldzera, who had a great showing in Moscow. Still, to become the team they once were, there is still a long way ahead of them. Beating NIP, the Renegades, and Optic to make the playoffs would not have been even worth mentioning just a few months ago. Now it is an achievement for them. As I will be talking about FaZe and Cloud9 in greater detail in the next segment, just a few thoughts on the rest of the contention field in Dallas. Renegades and Greyhound, who were the local heroes in Sydney, had to feel the harsh reality of not playing Down Under, and they couldn't keep up with their good performances shown at the last Intel Extreme Masters. And lastly, I think it's quite funny that right after Optic presented their new lineup, where they pretty much robbed Heroic of two of their best players, both teams go out of the tournament at the same stage. Obviously, this means nothing for the future, but it made me chuckle a bit to see that. Now, the last week was filled with many roster moves and talks about roster moves. It kicked off with talk about the new G2 lineup. Listeners of this podcast know that I was no fan of the NBK in-game leader lineup experiment, and they are currently running, and it looks like this experiment is now officially classified as a failure. With Shock still recovering from his injury, he's finalizing the roster, and now it looks like Buddy is the frontrunner for the fifth spot in the team instead of NBK. To be honest, I can't really evaluate which move I would prefer for G2, seeing as Shoxy wanted Buddy from the very beginning, but it was Buddy who didn't trust the project. All in all, the French scene is all over the place at the moment, which it always kind of is. Next up, we also had some sort of Swedish shuffle going on as Olof Meister returned to the face lineup after his inactivity. Some people thought that Olof taking a leap of absence was just a nice way of putting him on the bench, but apparently that was not the case. He's back, which will make for very interesting ECS Season 5 finals, as this will be the first offline tournament for the return of the full lineup. This, however, made exist a free agent again, and he was one for about 20 minutes, after which Fnatic announced that exist will replace Lekro in the lineup and take over from Golden as in-game leader. Ever since before IEM Katowice, there were many roster talks concerning Fnatic, and always it has been about personal issues between the players, which, to be honest, is the only thing that makes sense to me while looking at their performances this year. When they have been stopped in offline tournaments, Astralis and FaZe stood in their way. However, they didn't make it to the ESL Pro League finals, which may have been a bit worrisome for the organization. Well, now Exist gets his wish to be an in-game leader, and Fnatic is able to try something new with their lineup. But I don't think I'm swinging for the fences here when I predict that this will not have been the last roster move Fnatic will have done in the near future. Now on to the quickest way to tank $200,000. Cloud9 is about to bench FNS after the ECS fi Season 5 finals. Well, to be fair, this is obviously an exaggerated statement, and when looking at their recent performances, the move makes sense, but it always leaves a bitter taste in my mouth when a team pulls the plug on a player that early in the process. But because I know that the C9 organization rarely does bad business, I trust them more than my perceived knowledge I gain from watching from the outside. Nevertheless, listening to players like Automatic saying CS feels like school felt in the past and Fortnite feels like CS felt in the past, and Skadoodle already having felt the urge to take a break from the game, it looks like C9 will have a few roadblocks on their way to being a real contender in the next few months. Lastly, Gambit has replaced Seized and signed Mirror on a trial basis for the team. To be honest, this move was one of the more obvious ones as Seize didn't work out for the team as an in-game leader and Doja had to take over quite quickly. Now, Gambit are trying out Mirror from Vega Squadron until they make any other decision. Like I already hinted at, I think this move makes sense, especially seeing as Gambit will have a lot of time to test them extensively in the next few weeks with three offline tournaments they can look forward to. On to a quick look at the Starladder iLeague Season 5 event taking place as I am recording this. And while just looking at what happened until now, SK just lost Cage with 1-16 to VG Flash, which is nothing short of insane. After seeing that, I don't feel like making any predictions, to be honest, but it will be interesting to see what happens at a tournament where Astralis and FaZe are not participating. It is now the turn of teams like Na'Vi, Mousesports, and maybe even Liquid and NIP to show what they are made of when there are no powerhouses to stop them. Seeing as the event takes place in Kiev once again, it is expected to be Na'Vi's turn to perform the best, in my opinion. But we'll have to see if there are any more surprises waiting for us. And with that, we arrived at the end of this episode. You know the drill by now. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other remarks, please let me know on social media. As always, all the important links are in the show notes of this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you guys next week. See ya!